老师们，同学们，大家中午好，欢迎收听红领巾广播站第一期节目，我是四一班的于涵。我们今天的内容是介绍少先队。中国少年先锋队，简称少先队，是中国少年儿童的群团组织，是少年儿童学习中国特色社会主义和共产主义的学校，是建设社会主义和共产主义的预备队。中国少年先锋队每年都会进行少先队代表大会，简称少代会，并选举新一任大、中、小队干部。少先队的作风是诚实、勇敢、活泼、团结。少先队精神是热爱中国共产党，热爱祖国，热爱人民，好好学习，好好锻炼，准备着为共产主义事业贡献力量。1990年10月15日，在中国少年先锋队代表大会上，通过中国少年先锋队章程，确认五角星加火炬和写有中国少先队的红色绶带组成我们的队徽。队徽的使用应该庄重严肃。队的各级代表大会、团委、少工委的会议室、队室、六一舰队日的活动场所以及有关少先队的外事场合等可以悬挂队徽。近年来，各地少先队组织牢记初心使命，发挥实践育人特色，积极组织开展争做新时代好队员、红领巾相约中国梦、核心价值观记心中等主题实践活动，引导少先队员涵养家国情怀，培养集体精神，提升综合素质。未来，少先队组织要继续提高团结、教育、引导、服务少年儿童的能力和水平，让红领巾事业不断焕发新的生机活力。作为一名少先队员，我也应该为祖国贡献自己能做的一些事情。人多力量大，我们应该时时刻刻准备着，为共产主义事业贡献力量。谢谢大家收听。
Hello everyone, this is the Red Scarf Podcast. I am Mike from 4E. October 13, 1949 is the founding day of the Young Pioneers of China. The China Young Pioneers team was formerly known as the China's Children's Team. In the blink of an eye, I have spent 4 academic years of campus life in Huili. In these 4 years, I put on the red scarf, made a lot of good friends, but also learned a lot of knowledge. The most pleasing thing to me is I become a glorious young pioneer and feel proud of myself. In addition to the fact that the young pioneers have honest and trustworthy, optimistic and cheerful, civilized and polite, brave and tenacious, healthy and upward quality, but also have a spirit of perseverance. Bright red scarf is the 5-star red flag's sacred corner. The young pioneers are the flowers of the motherland, the pillars of the country, and the hope of the motherland.
Hello everyone, I am Kingsley Chen from 5C, and now you are listening to the news from the Red Scarf podcast. For more podcasts, you can go to dukeboxradio.cn, and the email is dukebox.wcih@wellingtoncollege.cn. The 2022 FIFA World Cup. It's almost time for yet another World Cup, which means that the sports-obsessed people in your life will be more or less unavailable on weekends for the next 2 months. Qatar, a country of fewer than 3 million people, was awarded the right to host the global 32-team competition in 2010. Since then, the government has undergone many changes to prepare for the showpiece event. Fans and football teams have started arriving in Qatar as the Middle Eastern country prepares to host the World Cup 2022, which will take place from November 20 to December 18, with Qatar facing off against Ecuador this Sunday. More than 1.2 million fans are expected to visit the Gulf country during the tournament. A total of 64 games will be played to determine the winner of the World Cup. Thank you for listening.